Barriers to accessing healthcare services. Health is one of the social determinants of poverty. Poor health can be an outcome of poverty and, conversely, poor health can result in poverty. In addition to being more at risk to fall ill, because of stigma and host of structural and non-structural reasons, poor people find it difficult to receive timely, prompt, and quality treatment. Commission on Social Determinants of Health, CSDH 2008. The impact of the globalization on the health sector is felt most by the poor. With the reduction in public expenditure on health, and the privatization of the health sector, out-of-pocket expenditure for health care has increased. This is especially true for women who are less likely to be able to afford treatment when ill, suffer gender discrimination, lack of time due to the burden of care, have low esteem due to socialization, and therefore have less decision-making power with regards their health. There is much evidence about the lack of access to modern contraception among poor rural women, as they tend to experience unwanted and multiple pregnancies. It can also lead to unsafe abortions, especially where there are barriers to accessing safe abortion services, leading to deaths or lifetime disabilities. This can be gleaned from the low contraceptive prevalence in low- and middle-income countries and rural areas, and also from the fact that the burden of contraception lies heavily on women Vindran and Nair 2012. Nutrition and food security is another dimension of health. While poor nutrition affects the general health, it also affects sexual health. These can include sexual dysfunction, lack of desire, painful intercourse, among others. Malnutrition can also lead to tiredness and illness and subsequent inability to lead a healthy sexual life. Arrow and WDF 2012. Women are less likely to discuss sexual health issues with medical professionals. Less than 30% of female clients with sexual problems discuss treatments with their general practitioners, and only one-third of these are likely to accept medication. Very few women would raise the issue of hypoactive sexual desire disorder, HSDD, or sexual aversion disorder as a primary problem when talking to health provider, as the majority think that it is not appropriate for women to talk about sexual desire and that it is normal for women to have low sexual desire. Hayes, Hardy et al. 2007. In Wiley, Kevin et al. 2010. Cited in Arrow and WDF 2012. Other barriers to good health among the poor are inadequate living conditions, poor quality shelters, lack of clean sanitation facilities, and lack of access to clean water, amongst others, make it difficult to manage matters related to sexual and reproductive health, such as menstruation, which result in urinary tract infections, and reproductive tract infections, and the use of barrier methods for contraception. For example, female condom and diaphragm. Vindran and Nair 2012. Poor living conditions and limited private spaces can also greatly hamper sexual pleasure. Hurried sexual encounters may leave little time to practice safe sex, increasing the risk of sexually transmitted diseases. Because of their marginalized status, many transgender people and sex workers live in poor habitats and similarly lack clean water and sanitation facilities. Likewise, the risk of falling ill is also high among these groups. Page 15. Transgender people face exceptional discrimination by healthcare providers who often refuse or withhold health care, especially to those who are HIV positive. The cost of gender reassignment treatments may push transgender people toward sex work or opt for poor quality or cheap or traditional options. Center for Equity Studies et al. 2014.